We're in the middle of Siman Shin Chav, middle of the Hilchos Shabbos, in the Halachas of Schita on Shabbos, Sin Beis, bottom of Kuf Mem Dal Amud Aleph. Zeisim Anovim, olives and grapes, Shunas Askumer B'Shabbos, that were crushed from before Shabbos. Mashkan Ayetzim, the beverage and liquid that comes out from them as we continue to Mitzvahs, Mutarim are permitted. The Philim Linus are Askumer B'Shabbos, and even if they weren't crushed from before Shabbos, Im Yeshian Magigis, if there's wine in the barrel, Shanam Batekh that the grapes are inside of it, up Bishanovim Misbakim, Bishabis, Magigis, even though the grapes are bursting on Shabbos in the barrel. Mutulish place Bishabis allowed to drink on Shabbos, a cold yarn it's my nothing, because all the wine that comes out of the grapes misbattle by Yanch Magigis is nullified in the wine that's in the barrel. Says in Mishbura, Sivkot and Yud Gimel. So if you have olives and grapes, Shunasrasku made of Shabbos that were crushed from before Shabbos. The Kibish Nasrasku, since they were crushed, Yazu of Hamashkim Elof, the liquid is going to drip from itself. And then there's no more liability of Echatis. That is, Afilim Yischad B'Yadayim. Even if you're going to squeeze it with your hands, which is what we spoke about in the previous sip, about olive and grapes, we're concerned about the Mashkin Shazavu because you might come to squeeze it out. Here, there's no problem because since it's going to come out anyway, even if you did it actively, you wouldn't be chayav. So lechayim, therefore, lo gazer al mashkan yitzim. Therefore, they in this case they didn't decree on the liquids that come out. Sivkot and yudal. And even if it wasn't crushed from before Shabbos, if there's one in the barrel that the grapes are inside of it, even though the grapes are bursting on Shabbos in the barrel, you're allowed to drink on Shabbos because all the wine that's coming out from the grapes are sivkot and yudal is battle is being nullified in the wine that's in the barrel. Even though that after Shabbos, Yilei Hatter, it's going to be permitted anyway. After Shabbos, anything that ultimately will be permitted. Even 1,000, it's not nullified. So, how are you saying it's bottle over here? When do we say that? That's only regarding a prohibition, which was initially recognizable as it is. Then it gets mixed in. Then we say it's not going to be bottle. Which is not the case over here. They come out, every little bit of juice that comes out, this arm taken with it immediately gets mixed together, and Zbat Bashishma gets nullified in 60. But Yain Hayat to Shayib and Mikvar in the permitted one that already was there. And there Vavin Chalal of Shemissa never takes effect in the name of a prohibition. Please, according to this, Sima Nob Menachem, if they ask them if the grapes are placed by themselves, by Yain Zabman Bemidran, and it's just that the wine flows from them on the slope, and then the Yer Latech Yain Shayish and Mikvar Mayav Shabbos, and then it falls into the wine that was already there from before Shabbos. And then you're right. All the wine will be forbidden to utilize from Dabashish Matir because you have the prohibited item that's mixed together and it's not bottle because it has permitted element after Shabbos. Because in this case, before it got mixed together, it was visible and it was recognizable. That's from the Sefer Truma and from Rish Chav Gimel. You're allowed to place the grapes on Shabbos into the wine. She's that they should burst and that their wine should come out. Like the case of snow in Siftes, which is Dishu 50 rings there, it's brought that even though it's forbidden to crush snow on Shabbos, you're allowed to put snow into a cup of wine or water and it dissolves by itself. And the reason for that, writes the Mishnah over there, that he's not crushing the snow with his hands. And for this reason, he writes over here that even though you're not allowed to squeeze grapes, I would be allowed to place them into the wine so that they burst on their own and the wine flows from them and it's not forbidden because mashmash is over since it gets mixed right away with the wine, which was already there from before Shabbos, like the way the Shulchan Aruch writes over here. Now, regarding placing a lemon into a cup of tea so that the juice should come out into the tea, the Chazon Ish writes that you can learn that from this halacha that it's permitted. Because since the juice that's coming out from the lemon flows by itself and also there's no problem mashmash is over because it's bottled in the water. So you let us soak raisins, okay, it's a similar type of thing, b'mayim the water. Last is to make a drink. Again, it's all from the same reason. Siv gimel, charetzana bezagin. Grape seeds and grape peels. Shunos leimayim lasa tamad. The water was put on them to make this fermented beverage called tamad. Mutu limshach mayim b'lashtayis. You let us draw from them and drink them. The filo yinos mayim, and even if you did not put water, v'yayin l'smat v'zav me'ilav, and the wine flows out from itself, mutl shtoyis, you're allowed to drink it. It says Mishbur Sivkat Tezbav that mutl limshech, you're allowed to draw the avshe yitzik tassiyan mechatzan b'shabbos, even though there's some wine that came out of the raisins on Shabbos. Take him this part of my mind. It right away gets immediately nullified in the water. Not like we mentioned. Sivkat Tezayin. Even if you did not put water and the wine seeps out, mutl Sivkat Tezayin, mutl shtoyis, you're allowed to drink it. Why? Since the grapes really crushed and smashed before Shabbos, this is the Sefer Trumas over there. Therefore, it's okay. Because of Chayyim, Chayyim writes, which that was the first part of the previous sif. Because of Chayyim, Chayyim writes, Simukim shechatochen, raisins that were cut, but not only mayim, and you put water in them, b'schot m'shabbos, and you squeeze it on Shabbos, Chayyim v'kula amal, according to everyone, you're liable, to behula ha'yuzah v'yameyel, because in this case, the wine was not flowing by itself, and in a demilat l'mishin is asking, and it's not similar to grapes that were crushed. Kamakum aweb, and thus not simukim v'yayim l'tech m'shameres, o'yisud b'meyab Shabbos. But if you place the raisins and the wine into the sifter or the kerchief before Shabbos, and it filters throughout Shabbos. Even so, you're allowed to drink from that wine on Shabbos. But that specifically if that the kerchief or the sifter reaches up until the wine that's in the vessel. Then in a way, it should take him right away when what's flowing through goes through the sifter, in a nickel cloth bottle, is not recognizable at all because it goes straight into the wine that's beneath it, and therefore it's nullified. Sif Dal. Mutta Lischait Eshka Anovim. It's permitted to squeeze a cluster of grapes and take a degosh betapshal into a pot that has a cooked dish. Gedele Sakin Eichel to fix up the food item. Dabli Mashke Abel Eichel. This is what's called a beverage that goes into a food item. Okay, so the Medivir has a lacha like a food item. I will mean b'tavshul us, but there's no cooked dish, nothing, no food there, and forbidden. This is mishpuris of kodin yudzayin. So you say, you'll have to squeeze a cluster of grapes into a pot that has food, to remedy the food. He says, explains, k'yashim l'farek, b'zeiz manov, this whole halacha of schita that we're talking about, of unloading by the grapes and the olives, that you're taking out the beverage from the salad, similar to the halacha of dash, in the ki'im b'shatach l'schita z'apri l'mashka, it's only when you need, when you're squeezing out the fruit for the drink, for the beverage, so it's called Saprik, and it's considered unloading. You're unloading one thing from a different type of thing. The mashka from the food, that's the grape, or the olive. It's not the case over here, into derech prikasa, that's not the way of unloading. It's like essentially separating a food from a food, because this beverage is going into food, and it's becoming part of a food. Shasharatzin, Eischavav brings, this is from the Rashi Rambam. It's in the Riffi, writes, that it's like crumbling Eichel l'toich Eichel, like food into food, which says similarly that means the same thing also. Says the Mishnah further, he says, "V'ayin l'kamei b'sivzayin b'gol." Look later on, sivzayin in the Ramad, the Rabbin Chanan says it's actually forbidden. We have a place in Chokmah, but most halachic authorities disagree with him. L'kach sasim b'shulchan aruch l'hakim tzaddin. The Shulchan Aruch anonymously says to be lenient regarding the halacha. B'kamakam we b'hamachm tebel abracha. Whoever stringent should be blessed. Kamech kizim chubiz rush, like it's written that chubiz rush. Siv katan. Yud Ches. We said Avol im Imba, but if there's no Tavshal, then it's forbidden. Full of Daiti Litna Achak LaTavshal. Anybody has intention to right away afterwards put it into a food. Kamkin Las also forbidden. In Shi Yischaten Ol Tech LaTavshal. You have to squeeze it into the food. By Midrashu Shakasav and look at Midrashu that he writes the Chiyuv Nami Yesh Bezet. And actually, there's even a explicit liability for this. Which Yishar Tzin Leschav Gimel brings. However, it says afterwards he found in Chibuz Radvaz that there is an Isser and not a Chiyuv. Because since he has a mind to give it a place in the Tavshal, it's not the Isser Dairaisa. The Dirshu 17 brings it, the Chaz Nish writes that the primary is like, what's the Rishu that you are Chayav Achat, the Isser Dairaisa. But says the Yishar Tzin, and that's what the Primo Godim writes, that it's only Isser. And he also writes that there's something regarding berries and pomegranates, that there's an Isser in such a case, not a Chiyuv. Siv Hei. Yesh Mish Amad, those who say the Wadin, the same thing is Leboise, for unripe grapes. Shemutur Lesachto Techo Eichel, like you're allowed to squeezer into a food. Rebentam Eise Leboise, Rebentam says forbidden by Boise, as the parenthesis says, Hoyol Vein Ero, Lecho, since it's not edible, says the Tor. Says Mishmur Siv Kot Nyut Tes. That now those who say that the Wadin Leboise, same thing is Leboise, that is Heman Nam Shalit and Spashal Kotzarkan, the grapes that are not fully matured and ripe yet, sivkat and chaf, that you let us squeeze it into the that you let us squeeze it into the food item. Rainham says v'binim ba'beiser, and the parenthesis says ha'ol ve'en v'chulu. Hainu, that is the mishum zeh, since it's not edible, so mishum zeh have a kibar, so it's like bar oicham etev pseilus. Yeah, the ba'iser itself is pseilus, is not edible, and you're selecting out the liquid that comes out, which is edible. Because the people that eat it, although they eat it, but their consciousness is not considered valid. And now, if you want to eat right away, that thing that you're squeezing the baiser into, then you're right. The mutter would be permitted. Kalav is mentioned in your test. In the buyer, the mutter baiser mutter says you're allowed to do buyer when it's taking the good from the bad. So if it's right away for that meal, the mishum schita like comes, no problem with schita. The kimish boteichah is going straight into a food item, and there's no problem with buyer in that situation. Can't classify the shabbos matas. Magid Ram Hizikazah, he contests on this. The other mutashim, this thing, the Kumir over there, Shimshin Dech Brei Brech Mutak says, because that's not considered a buyer when you're taking the good from the bad. But Shengim Bezeh, which is not the case over here, Dech Brei Rasi, who this is the way of doing buyer, the Ev Shabin Yachik is no other way. Vainbel Rabbaka, Rabbi Shimtav, the Hokuk, the Shabbos Vataz, he's inclined to be lenient like the Shabbos Vataz, Vainbel Alocha, the Maskal, the Maskal Lechel. But if the unripe grapes are edible, at least by pushing, whoever relies on their leading opinions in limits, you don't protest. Since it's not royal lechel, but it's something that perish in machila. Other fruits are not edible. Also, sakum may and I'll let us squeeze them out for the juice. Even the food and one should be stringent like this lay last svara, which Sharatin says, look at El Yaba that writes a name Shir Knesset Gerla that someone relies on the first svara doesn't lose, and he says I looked over there that his right is from the fact that Shavnarf is not machriya. Sounds like that not to protest on those who are lenient. It's not a right, because you can say the opposite. The fact that he writes the opinion of the Makil also only in the name of Yesh Meshaim and not Stam, on that he concludes Rabbein Tam Oyser, and also the smack in the Kalba, it sounds like that they're pinned like Rabbein Tam, and therefore one should be stringent. And then he says, I saw in the Sebeshach Matzei Shud, Meshach Narach HaKraz, that the Machmer also like the Svarah Achrein.
Yeah, Loch and the Maslash in the Sraska, the Mechaber wrote that olives and grapes that were crushed from before Shabbos, the liquid that comes out from them are permitted. So in the Torah he writes, Shnesrasku Yafo, they were well crushed. What he means to say is that you need a hab that's crushed very well, like he himself writes in Sim Rishon Beis. Mechaber intentionally left out the word Yafo because he goes according to his opinion with it, that he holds that even if it's lacking crushing, the liquid that comes up is permitted, like the Vilna Gaon Maimon Matzah writes over there, and it's for nothing that the Bach wonders on the Shulchan Aruch. For this reason, the Shulchan Aruch also leaves out what the Torah writes in the name of the Baal Trumas regarding the barrel, that you bang it with sticks. That the Baal Trumas writes over there is L'shitasid, that he says crushing itself is forbidden as long as it's lacking Dicha. Look over in his words, which not the case according to the Chaba. Now regarding the halacha, we already wrote in some recent days in the halacha the middle of Rabbah that not to permit risuk lavat, only risuk, as long as missing dicha, crushing like the sheet sator and the steva truma. The maskal mashkin eats me return, so we said, okay, the liquid that comes out are permitted, and for sure, honeycombs that were crushed before Shabbos, they come out on the rose, that they're permitted, as the Gemara says, which the Dishu 20 brings that the Gemara Shabbos of Kumim Heim and Beis that brought that the liquid that comes out from them on Shabbos from olives and grapes that were crushed before Shabbos are permitted. It's a big chiddush more than the liquid that comes out from honeycombs that were crushed before Shabbos permitted, because by honeycombs the honey is considered as a food item even after it comes out, but by wine or oil, where before it comes out from the olives and oil, it's from the wine and from the olive and the grapes, they're part of a food item, whereas when it comes out it's liquid, and therefore you would have room to say that even if it's crushed before Shabbos, however the mashkin that come out from them should be forbidden. Now, crushing honeycombs so that you get the honey out from the wax, the Mishmur writes in Simashin Chavav Sekhot Memchaz, it's forbidden because of Mepharik, because it's similar to Mepharik to unloading the grain from its husk. And he adds on that if it came out from itself, the honey from the honeycomb, so it's forbidden until Matajab is like the Alach Mashkim Shazavu, a liquid that comes out from olives and grapes. Now, to take the honeycombs, to take them down before they get detached from the beehive, the Shulchan Aruch writes in over there that the Chacham said it's forbidden because it's similar to toilish. And the reason why it's similar to toilish, Mishra there explains, because you're taking out the honey from where it's grown. In the Maskal Tuchek Deiro, we said that you let us squeeze a cluster of grapes into a pot that has food. Same thing is into a plate, not necessarily a pot. And even though from words of Rashi, it sounds like that by a plate, even though there's a food item, it's going to be forbidden because it's not obvious, because sometimes you need for the liquid, that's a Rashi explains, and I'll certain Achreidim that don't understand the Rashi like that. However, the words of all the place come, the Rishayim, the Bag, the Rif, the Rash, the Rambam, the Smak, Torah, Rabin Ruch, Meiri, it sounds like that there's no difference between a Kedera to any other vessel if there's a tafshel. And this is the Gemara, the friendship between a pot and a plate is because Stam Kedera has a tafshel, Stam Kara, but a regular plate does not have a tafshel. The Maskal Napoli Mashke Bechulu, he said that it's a mashka bala eichel, so therefore it's permitted. From the fact that Mechaber is saying his word, it sounds like that he holds primarily like the opinion of the Bala Shlomo that's brought in Bessiasu, that even by a cluster that's meant for mashka, it's also permitted because it's going into eichel, and that's my ear paskins. But if it's in a kli that has a mashke, that's forbidden, and it's actually even a chiyuv, that's how the rabbi writes in other hand, it's pashut, it's only when going into a mashke, into oichel, that's permitted. The maskel aser, so if there's no tavshel, it's going to be forbidden, and there's even a chiyuv, says the Rambam. And the maskel hoil vein ro, the Ramah said, the parentheses, that since it's not fit to eat, so Ben Thomas says it's forbidden to do this with baiser. Now, l'chayr, in Simreish Beis, he paskins that you make a bracha on baiser, bay pri adama. It's not fully ripe, so you don't make a bracha. It's and now anything that's not fit to eat, you don't make a bracha on it. As the Gemara, as the Mishnah says, Nuksin, Rabbi Kiva holds that that it's matamatum that also by Uksin, Rabbi Kiva holds that matamatum is eichlin. So maybe it's lab davka that's not roel achila at all. Rather, it just means like yeah, it's chak on the other pressing situations, and addition to an experience, and similarly, that's what the Chaznish answers. And he adds on, that's what seems in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, that you see the Baiser is a Michael that's not just desirable to eat, and therefore, even if it's considered as a Michael, however, you consider it as Pesilus regarding the juice that's being squeezed out from it. And that's what the Be'alokha said, therefore it's called Pesilus in regarding to what you're squeezing out. And that's the case, it's Rabbanon, says the Chamin Moshe. Whereas the Dishah 27 brings that the Mishnah writes in Simish and Yotes that selecting Pseilis that's Roy Lachila, Aldeat Chak, from Michael that's Roy Lachila, for example, like selecting the moldy piece of lettuce that's fit to eat but under pressing situation from the good leaves, it's not considered Issa Bar Deraisa, it's only Rabbanan, and that's the case over here, it only Issa Rabbanan. The Maskal Lechol, that's not fit to eat, so look, Mishnah Bruce. And Sivkot and Chav that we wrote that if he has a mind to eat right away, then the Taz and other Shabbos hold to be lenient because even by Boyer, we're lenient when it's right away if it's Eichel from Pesilus. Like Prima Gadim that he hints that in Taisis over there, the reason is that regarding milking because of Dosh, that you're taking the Eichel from the Pesilus. In our situation also, the Behemah is like Pesilus, and when you're taking the food from it, it's considered like Dosh, like threshing, and that's the thing regarding Boyer, according to this, that actually demolishes the Kula totally because by threshing, there's no Nafkim between immediate and after time. That's only by Boyer. So look and say b'chem b'mitzvah that he's inclined that the kavana, the ran, and the tour that they write that's kibbur echem and the b'seilas, like selecting food from the waste matter, it's also because then it's considered as dosh, and like the Tais writes, but they were just abridged with their words. It says afterwards they found in Nishma Sadden that he also writes like this, and it seemed that that's the truth. He says I saw in the Arizaru that it quotes the Lashon Rabbeinu Tam at length, writes over there explicitly. Also, that it's like dosh, like you're mafak to oichel from the kash. Look over there. So why should we say that the Torah should disagree on this and write the name of Bidatam in a different way? Besides this, Muhammad writes also that the opinion of the Goyim that they say it's forbidden to milk on Shabbos into a pot is because it's like threshing. Look over there, and therefore, most definitely, it is appropriate to be stringent, like the opinion of Magen Avraham, even if we hold there's no problem about bar. However, if the baiser, if the unripe grapes is fit to eat through a pressing under pressing situations, that regarding bar, this only would be isidra banan, like we said in the Simishin Yotes. And dosh also would seem like it's not shaykh so much in such a situation with the raisa because it's not similar to being mafark from the kash. It's not logical that you could be some if to be lenient in the pressing situation, like depending on the taz and the oil of Shabbos. Some of the deer shoes. Issue number 16. Milking an animal in Yom Tov into a pot that has food, so that you could eat the milk together with the food in the pot, Shulchan Aruch writes later on, Sim Tov Kofei, that's permitted. Mishmur writes over there, that's permitted to do this, only if most of the milk is needed for the food in the pot. And then in such a situation, you let him milk also the little bit that's not needed for the food. Chaznish writes that it wasn't said only in the place where there's a minimum that's mixed with the that minimum is mixed with the food, but if it's going to float a little bit above, that's going to be forbidden. He adds on that this is Achrin right, that if most of the milk gets absorbed in the food, it's permitted, and the words of Bert Mishbur over there, Sivkot and Bob, and that's the Mashmoyos of his words and Sivkot and Zayin, that's only when the food is mixed with the milk. But if the milk is liquid flowing on the top, and it's not mixing the food, that's not considered Mashka Boim Ma'ichal, that's going to be Asr. Chaznish, not sure, it's possible also when the milk is mixed into the food, you have to have that the food has to be the majority over the milk. Issue number 18. By squeezing water from a garment, it's brought in the Rambam that you have only for malaban, like laundry, not for boyer, where you're like squeezing out, you're selecting the bad from the good. Because he writes over there that someone squeezed out here or leather is not chayv at all. So you see that squeezing out is not a chayv for boyer. Now Tilda would ask, why is it any different from squeezing out baisa that you chayv for boyer? So Shlomo Zalman answers that since by people squeezing a garment is not really caught with this, like as if you're separating water from a garment. It's like just cleaning a garment, and that's how it's conceptualized, because that's the norm by a garment to get dirty, and you launder it through squeezing, and then that's the rinse and repeat. So therefore, there's no problem about butter. Another reason for this is that you don't have by squeezing out water from a garment because it's a butter. Someone is inclined, because even if you don't squeeze out the garment, the water is going to end up evaporating, and it's like selecting something that ultimately is going to be selected on its own. Prima Gadim writes that someone squeezes out liquid from a garment is chayav also for butter, only if he squeezes out that for the purposes of drinking the liquid right away, then it wouldn't be a problem. Dish number 19, even though someone squeezing out the fruit, the juice from a fruit is not considered as butter, because since the fruit and the juice are considered as one type, as we brought previously in Sivkot Zayin and Magen Avraham, Prima Gadim explains, Bein Tam holds that since the base is considered like psoilus, so they were taking out the juice from it is considered as butter.